All right. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us for another episode of Coffee with Rhonda. I can't even believe how quickly time is flying. This is episode number 3, and I've got a few of my friends joining me, and we may have one or two more pop in on us as we go through our conversation. So as we always do, we're going to start with a quick round of introductions, and then we want you to introduce yourself too. So I'll start with myself. My name is Rhonda Y. Williams. I'm known as the Dream Life Coach. I am the founder of Dream Life Leadership Academy, where we help leaders and women move from overwhelmed to overjoyed, and we help them transition from a life they live to a life they love. I am also the founder of the Dream Life by Design Mastermind Group, which is just getting ready for its inaugural launch session, and I'm super excited about that because this is not Yo Mama's Mastermind Group. This Mastermind Group is going to be different and unique. We are going to push you. We're going to challenge you. While we're loving on you, we're going to love on you too, but at the same time, we're going to help you aggressively pursue those dreams and goals that you have. So we're super excited about the Dream Life by Design Mastermind Group. I'm also the author of 3 books. I'm also a book publisher under my own label, Share Life by Design. And there's just a ton that I have laid the groundwork for so far and everything that's to come ahead. So I am excited to be here with my friends this morning. And I'm going to go around and we're going to introduce. We're going to start first with Marae. Hello, hello. I want to say
hello, hello. Good evening, good morning for those who are around. My name is Mireille. I'm based in Perth, Australia. So for me, it's nighttime. I'm the founder of MT Energy Resources, which is a consultancy in the resource industry. I'm also the founder of Mireille Tulekima Global Leadership Organization, coaching people to deliver and deliver to the best of their ability and really stepping into their greatness. I'm also an author. I've wrote 3 books, 2 technical books, and my first self-motivated book was published in 2016, and that's why I've based all my coaching and my mentoring so far. And I do a lot of other things, just like Rhonda. We are all superwomen, so so welcome.
That's awesome. Thank you, Marae. It's so great to have you joining us again. And then we will go to Ms. Roz. Hey, Roz, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. I'm coming to you from the road, as my sisters told me, I'm always consistently moving. So I am Roz Jones. I'm the CEO and owner of Jacksonville's Best Caregivers, where we provide 4 levels of care: sitter, homemaker and companion, home health aide, and certified nursing assistant. When you can't do it all, give us a call. I'm also an Amazon best-selling author. Good morning.
Good morning.
Awesome. Good morning. Good morning. I love that. I love that phrase. When you can't do it all, just give us a call.
That's fantastic, isn't it? Catchy,
right? So I love it. Thank you all. So we've introduced ourselves. And so if you're joining us, if you are joining either live or on the replay, be sure that you let us know who you are and where you're watching from as well. And then for me, my favorite question in the morning, if you are joining us this early on a Saturday morning, we sure appreciate you. Nighttime there where Marae is. But I always want to know what's in your
cup. I have water.
Yay! Awesome. Well, I've got coffee in my cup.
I have water.
You have water. Okay, that's awesome. And so we want to know out there what's in your cup also. And so tell us your name. Tell us where you're watching from, because it's so great for us to be able to see people in different states, people in different parts of the country, people in different parts of the world who are tuning in and connecting with us. It's so exciting to connect with all of you out there. So tell us who you are, where you're watching from, and then also let us know what's in your cup, because we are interested as well. So we're going to get our conversation started for today. And our first, the way we're going to start this conversation today is we're going to talk about something that is, I feel like it's sometimes a little bear that we all need to wrestle, and it is consistency. And so there are so many great and wonderful quotes out there, but one of the quotes that I love is that success is not an act, it is a habit, right? Mm-hmm. Success is not an act, it's a habit. And so as we think about our habits, one of the things that comes into play is our ability to be consistent. Now, the first thing I think of when I think of consistent, I sometimes think of like, oh no, that's right, I need to be consistent, right? It immediately brings this feeling of a little bit of angst. Like I think about, okay, are you being consistent? And so as you think about the different areas of your life out there, think about where you are or are not struggling with consistency. I know there are some areas of my life that I tend to be super consistent in. And there are some areas that I am just not. You know, I say I'm going to do these things. I really have a desire to do them, I think. But then when it comes right down to it every day, I'll give you a perfect example. My sister and I were talking the other day about getting gym memberships. Mm-hmm. And so we're talking about, yeah, we're going to get gym memberships and we're going to get fit. My sister loves it. She loves to go to the gym and she loves to get in the water. That is her thing. She's like, I'm getting in that water. I'm going to relax. And you know what? I just said, I am not ever buying another gym membership. I can just tell you how many gym memberships and how many dollars I have wasted down the drain. I buy that gym membership. And the first day I'm like, yes, I got the gym membership. Yes, I'm on it. This is going to be great and wonderful. The next day, yeah, I'm going to the gym. Going to the gym today, got my stuff. A few more days later, I got a lot going on. I don't know about making it to this gym today, but you know what? I'm going to make it there tomorrow. And then, you know what?
And then you forget.
I'm in the week, girl. You know, I just can't seem to make it to. And the next thing you know, the membership has lapsed. I done paid hundreds of dollars. And I have not barely used that gym membership. So in that example, in that way, I find myself sort of wondering, what was this about? You know, what was this really about? Was I really wanting to do that? Or did I just get caught up in the moment of thinking that this was something that I wanted to do? So there are many areas of my life that I struggle with consistency. Weight is another one. Oh my gosh. We probably
need a
whole show. Wait, I tell you what.
You're just like switching.
Right? A yo-yo with my weight up and down, up and down, up and down. I just don't get it. So consistency is definitely not an area. But let's talk a bit about consistency, because there's also some areas of my life that I'm super consistent. So those are my opening comments. And I'm going to just toss it to each of you ladies to just talk about, when can you think about consistency and the way that it is or is not being applied in your life? What is it that you think of? And then we're going to also, in a little bit after we give our opening discussion, we're going to talk about what are some strategies that we could use to become more consistent. So Roz, let's start with you. So what do you think of, and how is consistency playing out in your life?
Well, some of the things you already talking about, weight, joining a gym. I joined a gym, a 24-hour gym, so because of my schedule, thinking that, okay, you know, if I couldn't go during the day, I would go at night. I never went. I do better than either I can do it, like, around my house. I have a track where I can walk. You know, because I can get out on my own time, my own schedule. But, you know, for me to pack the car, go to the gym, No, like you said, I waste a lot of money. A lot. Weight, as you can see, I have 10 chins. So, you know, I do have a weight problem. So, I got to work on all. I can't. I can't get those new headshots, and I'm not ready for my close-up, you know, until I get rid of us at one time or another have been inconsistent. And I want to bring something to your attention was that I was doing lives every day consistently for at least 8 months to a year. And then I dropped off. Mm-hmm. And then I picked up again. I picked up. And the lady inboxed me the other day. She said, I'm so glad that you are back live, bringing to our attention about healthcare and what's going on with home healthcare with seniors.
Wow.
And that right there let me know that I thought I wasn't making an impact, really. That's why I stopped going live. I thought I wasn't. I did. And mm-hmm. sometimes we become inconsistent because of our own thoughts.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a really great
point. Yeah. So I just wanted to share that.
Yeah, and I think just following on the mindset. I mean, I totally agree that we really become inconsistent when, you know, because of our thoughts, and the consistency comes with the focus. I think on focusing on something specific that you want to do, and keep focusing on it. But sometimes we drift because of different reason. And also, I mean, so we have to admit that consistency can be boring as well. So if we don't, you know, add a little bit of extra to actually give us the motivation, especially when we talk about going to the gym or doing a diet or accomplishing something, we can actually run out of ideas and say, okay, it's too boring, and then drop out of the whole thing or the whole process. And that's where the focus on the mind, this really focusing on the mind all the time, is very important.
Yeah, I definitely agree. One of the things I think about when I think about consistency is I think we have to qualify the consistency a little bit, because there's also that quote out there that can make you think twice about consistency. And the quote is, the definition of insanity is continuing to do the same thing over and over again.
Yeah.
Results, right? Mm-hmm. And so that's sort of a bit of a mind twister, because everyone says that consistency to excellence, consistency is the key to success. But yet that quote says, if you do the same thing over and over again and expect different results, then you're crazy. But when mm-hmm. I think about that, so I think we have to qualify consistency being, you can be consistently awful.
Exactly.
you can be consistently awful and terrible at something. And so yeah. I think the key to consistency is consistently improving, consistently getting
exactly.
better, consistently being focused on the right things in the right ways, right? Because, you know, mm-hmm. if I tell you, if I have one more person tell me, I'm just keeping it 100, I'm like, listen, I'm like,
really?
Listen.
Yeah,
you think in your brain does not need to come out of your mouth, and that is, you know, that can get you in a whole bunch of trouble. And so sometimes keeping it 100 is being consistent and knowing that people can know depend on you, that you are going to be respectful and compassionate, mm-hmm. that you are going to be thoughtful in your approach, that you are going to, you know, do these things that lay a foundation where, in essence, I guess what I'm describing is building trust, right? When you're able to build trust with people because you are consistent. When you show up, you consistently show up as the best version of you that you can bring to the table. And so the other thing I think about—
Rhonda, also too.
Yes.
Rhonda, I want to interject this. Sometimes people think consistency means every day. It's not necessarily mm-hmm. every day.
And I want
people to remember that, you know, I can still go live Monday, Wednesday, and Friday and be consistent. I can go live Tuesday, Thursday. I can go live once a week, but I'm still providing and giving the info. I'm still being consistent, like you said, showing up as my real self.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
But I want people to get it out of their mind that they have to do this every day.
That's a really great point that you bring in, Roz, because consistency is not every day. Consistency is not also perfection, right?
Exactly. And that's the thing. And I think that's always the problem. It's comparing consistency to perfection.
Yes.
Because at the end of the day, you can be consistent, like Rose was saying, but there's also a challenge because if you want to grow, you have to go out of your comfort zone, and being consistent, you stay in your comfort zone. You do things the same way all the time, so you don't really go over, but you need to go this extra, to this extra step as well to be able to grow consistently as well. So the consistency can be in what you do, but also in what you do to grow, to step out of your comfort zone. And I think that's those are two different things that actually complement themselves.
I love that because so what you're describing is that ability to consistently sort of push yourself to go to the next level. I consider myself a life adventurist. Now, I'm an introvert by nature. I don't know if you guys know this, but I am definitely an introvert. Like, I am the quiet, shy one that's in the background. Look at Ross. No, listen, let me tell you, I will easily blend into this wallpaper over here. So I don't. But for me, I also have a core value of adventure and getting myself out there and challenging myself and pushing myself to the next level. So I am capable of sort of weaving that and navigating that course. But in order to be consistent, how about this, ladies? We also, sometimes inconsistency is because we are disconnected from our why.
Right? Yes.
Sometimes we're disconnected from our why because sometimes we're doing something and we're doing it and we're trying to be consistent. But if you find yourself feeling like it's a grind or it's, oh my gosh, I got to do this. Then I start asking, and I've had this conversation, this coaching conversation with clients. Why are you doing it? Are you doing it to meet someone else's expectation? Are you doing it to meet some expectation because you think, quote, you're supposed to do this, right? Why are you actually doing this? Because that why is your source of fuel. It is your motivation. It is what helps you, keeps you going. And if you if you don't know why you're doing it, then how can you really be
consistent? You won't have the motivation, especially when you're challenged. And when they are, you are in a complex, a very complex situation, you'll just give up.
Yeah.
And you're right. You need to focus on your why and to keep going.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
What's your thoughts on that why?
Yeah.
Because my thoughts on the why is that sometimes when you don't meet your goals in your why, you think you're inconsistent. Maybe you needed to adjust the time, or maybe you needed to adjust the real, reality with those goals. A lot of times people say, "Oh, I didn't meet the goal, so I wasn't consistent. I didn't meet this." No, it just means that I needed to take a self-assessment and say, "Okay, why didn't I meet the goals? Number one, did I ask for help? Did I put the right things in place for me to continue my why?" A lot of times we get out here, we try to be consistent by ourselves. You can't be consistent by yourself.
Wow.
That's me talking. That's me. I know that's part of my shortcoming is that I have not asked for help. But now, I don't know if I've said this in previous broadcasts, I am the outsource queen. And when I became the outsource queen, trust me. I get so much done now because I can reach out and ask for help. I do. And now I feel so much better about myself. I went to Baltimore about 2 or 3 months ago, and Rhonda knows Dakeisha Williams, and I met with Dakeisha. Dakeisha set me on a track, on a journey, and there's another young lady by the name of Precious Brown that set me on a track and on a journey. And when I tell you, I have been laser focused because I reached out for help.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow. That is huge. That really is huge, Rosin, reaching out.
And I think, you know, talking about consistency, that's what a leader needs to have, you know. As a leader, you need to be really consistent in different situations, give, you know, the direction and also the focus as a leader to be able to keep on track of what you want to accomplish or what you want your team to accomplish, be able to outsource, to be able to get to your goals and to your dreams if you have big dreams, because otherwise it's very difficult to do. So it's really about leadership in this case.
Yeah. And the very first person you need to lead, ladies, is
yourself.
Everybody else, and we ain't doing a pretty good job of leading ourselves. So hey guys, if you're out there, if you're joining us, tell us where you're watching from. Bernadette says she's at work sneaking a peek. So thanks so much for tuning in. She also said, consistency to me is just a determination to do as much as you can within reason, to the power delegated to me. Wow.
That's very powerful.
I love it because I do believe that there's a point where we do that self-assessment, or at least we need to, right? To say, you know what? Enough is enough. This is good enough. This is what I'm going to do right now. This is what I can handle. This is what I have time for. It goes back to, like you said, Roz, that self-assessment. But here's one thing I want to throw out there, ladies, is how many times are we inconsistent because we are trying to do too much?
Exactly. Right?
Psychology tells us, Roz is like, that's me, give me both hands.
That's why I outsource.
Yes.
Because I kept failing. But go ahead, Rhonda. I'm sorry, I'm quiet.
Cool thought out there that tells us that that emotionally, mentally, you can only do and focus on so many things at one time. Mm-hmm. And if you're getting ready to take on a big project, then most times people will tell you, don't do more than one thing at a time. Like me, crazy me last year, I started the show and moved across country and did X, Y, and Z, right? Those things, that sets you up. And it's very, very likely that something is not going to go very well. But again, mm-hmm. we put on our cape and our superwoman stance, da-da-da.
That's exactly the problem. We want to be superwoman. We want to be perfect. And this perfection syndrome, because that's the way I'm talking.
That's what it is.
It's actually killing us.
Yes.
So that's, that's very important.
I love it. I think that as we get to explore these topics and explore with each other and sort of dive a little bit deeper. So I don't know if you guys are familiar with the book, The One Thing. Are you familiar with that book?
No.
Yes. Yeah, Rod says yes. So the book, The One Thing, and I'm going to look it up because I've got it on my phone. So for those of you out there listening, number one, if you're just joining us, don't forget to drop us a note and say hello. Tell us where you're watching from. If you got something in your cup like me, I got coffee in my cup. Don't forget to tell me what's in your cup and any thoughts that you have on consistency. But I'm going to share with you something that I have been using every now and again because my little brain starts going 10,000 miles a minute. And I get idea after idea after idea, and all of these things start to flow. And one of the things that I use to pull me back in line is this book. It's by Gary Keller and Jay Papasan. And it's called The One Thing.
And
if you have not checked out that book, The One Thing, it has a way of focusing you, getting you focused down to the minute. It is about one thing. What is your one area of focus? Not 10. I'm going to do this and this and this. No, you're not. You're going to choose one thing. The other thing I'm using it for now is I'm using it with my coaching clients. because back in the day, the old school was the more you did, right? If you got this whole long list of to-dos, then you're being productive. Now, there's a whole different school of thought that says, well, if you've got this whole long list of things, then you just have a bunch of things that you're not getting done properly, right? And so if you narrow your focus to the one thing, what's the most important thing that's going to move you closer to the results that you want? And we all say, but we can't just do one thing, right? We have to do multiple things. That's just life. Well, that's not what they mean. But what he does say is there's one thing. Instead of this list of 10 things that you think is going to help you build your business or help you become a better leader, what is one thing that you can do? Do that one thing, master that one thing, and then you move on to the next thing. And by putting those things together, then you form a nice solid foundation. So Gary Keller is the guy from who started Keller Williams Real Estate here in the United States. So they're a big, huge real estate company. He's multimillionaire, and he is saying that he used this philosophy of the one thing in order to build his success. And it is what helped them become really successful.
But I think there's still a challenge. I mean, especially in today, you know, where things are going really fast, and in this digital world, we're meant to do different things to be able to, to be able to be present. Right. So that's the challenge. That's really the challenge, to be able to just focus on one thing, finish it, and then move to the next. Because by the time you do, you know, you started this one, there's something else happening, and then you know your attention span is completely all over the place because of the way you know our life is structured, especially us women. I mean, we have to, if we are an entrepreneur, we have to take care of the business, we have to take care of the family, if we have a husband or if we have children. So we basically have to compartmentalize ourselves. So that's really the challenge of being consistent.
It is
For us women in those days, you know.
I agree. But Mariah, if you read this book, I think he does a nice job of talking about some of that too, right? Because there is compartmentalization. There is, you know, what I'm trying to do in terms of my overall wellness goals, right? And that's one area of focus. And you can have one thing that you're focused on there. But what he's saying is don't try to do five things. Areas in wellness. And then for my business, like for me personally, one of the things that I'm working on now is growing my tribe, growing the folks that I interact with, the folks that I can impact, the folks that I can, that my message resonates with. And so in terms of my one thing focus right now, it is growing my audience, growing my reach. So that's a part of this, right? This is a part of my one thing. And some of the other work that I'm doing is about that one thing. So that one thing might have multiple little things in it, but that one goal is your singular focus right now. And it allows me, it pulls me back, right? So when I start getting a wave of ideas, then it helps me say, okay, there, you don't need to do these five things because your one thing is growing your tribe right now. And how does this relate to growing your tribe? Not necessarily growing your revenue, which is, you know, always a source that we're, especially as business women, we're always thinking about that. But by growing your tribe, you are kind of growing your revenue, right? And so it sort of breaks down that way when you think about the one thing. So connecting with your why, being really clear on what your goal is, is another way to do it. Letting go of the idea of perfection, right? Consistency does not equal perfection.
Exactly.
We don't need to believe that. Other thoughts and ideas on how any strategies that you use to stay focused or to get yourself to the point where you can be more consistent?
I think one of the very powerful tool, it's actually meditation as well, you know, just to, you know, take time to think, you know, think and reflect on yourself, because like we said, you're the first person concerned in taking the step to consistency So you have to work on yourself first, have this self-talk and meditation to focus on your why and really have some clarity on how you're going to and visualize what you're going to accomplish and then get into the real world and start to materialize it. So that's the first step, I would say, for really focusing and being consistent in toward going toward accomplishing your goals.
Yeah,
so that's one tool that I normally use as well. I mean, some people use prayer as well. So
prayer.
It's really a reflection, you know, a self-reflection, have time to be quiet, away from the noise, because there's a lot of noise around us, and really think about your purpose, why you are doing what you are doing, and then how you're going to accomplish, what are the mistakes that you've done, what, you know, what have you learned from them, and then move forward.
I love those. And you know, I also, what do you ladies think about scheduling it? I try to schedule anything that's a true priority for me. I don't know. Some people don't use calendars, but listen, let me tell you, if it's not on my calendar, it's probably not going to happen. Right? It don't get done if it's not on my calendar. People are like, oh, well, where were you? I look at my calendar and I'm like, oh, I don't see it. Sorry, was I supposed to be there? Because it's scheduling it, and it's scheduling it to be consistent. And the other thing that I thought about when I think about scheduling is it's being consistent with that. Going back to taking time for you. Where mm-hmm. are you on your schedule? Where are you on your calendar? Do you have a calendar full of everything else and you are not on it? Because guess what that's going to do? That's going to impact your consistency, because eventually mm-hmm. you're going to get tired. You're going to get frustrated. You're not going to be showing up as your best self. So it might be reflected in your results. You find yourself snappy and grumpy. So consistency is also about, I think, scheduling it, and that brings some clarity to it as well. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Roz, yeah, other thoughts?
Yeah, I would say I was really a combination of what you guys do. I'm big on calendar. I'm big on meditation and prayer. And even before my feet hit the ground, what I do is that I say, what five things that I accomplished the day before. What did I do good?
Oh, Roz, you cut out for a minute. Can you say that again? Because I wanted to hear that. So before your feet hit the ground, what happened?
I write in a journal and say what five things that I accomplished the day before.
Mm-hmm. Oh, awesome.
As an affirmation to kind of set my tone every day. Okay, I did do something. I did accomplish. You know, and then I go into my meditation, you know, my prayers, and, you know, I drink a glass of water. I keep it by the bed, and I drink a glass of water to help kind of, you know, help not only with the mental part, but then to help with the body as well. So, you know, that's my personal ritual. For a calendar, I'm like you, Rhonda. If it's not on there, okay, sarah, sarah, you know.
and I think write down things as well, because that's, because sometimes you think you have clarity for a moment on how you're going to do things and how consistent you're going to be. But if you don't write it down, you just need a little a distraction to lose everything. So it's really important to write down. You know, yes. Write it down and then
actions are all
get it black and white on paper.
Distractions are everywhere. And
oh my God.
About writing it down, right? The goals, right?
Yes.
Your goals have to clear and consistent, because you can say, okay, let me tell you what I do. I'm going to lose 10 pounds. Yep. At some mm-hmm. point, I'm going to lose 10 pounds. It might happen in the next 10 years. But I'm gonna lose that 10 pounds, right? So when we're writing down these goals, we gotta push ourselves a little bit. We gotta, you know, we gotta live on.
But you have to have a timing, you know. It's not just lose 10 pounds and you don't have any
timing associated to it. I mean, that's...
But can't we adjust the time? Can't we adjust it? If we don't meet...
Wait, I got a time slider. Wait, I'm only 10 hours in a month. The month comes... I meant to say 3 months. Well, wait. Yeah. Maybe... Oh, yeah. 6 months sounds really good, right? Because what's the rush?
Yeah. And I think one thing that I like as well, and I do, is write down, you know, my purpose and my goals, and read them every day in the morning and at night before going to bed as well. And then you have everything in your head, and then you unconsciously, you know, when you start your day, you know where you're going, and you keep the consistency as well. So you think that I've seen
that.
Yeah,
I'm glad you mentioned that, because I've started doing that too, Marae, writing down my goals and reading them every night and then again every morning, because it really does have a way of refocusing you, and it reconnects you with your why. Mm-hmm. So when you don't feel like doing something, and like they say, when you're all up in your feelings, right, because you're like, oh, I don't feel like doing it. I got to do it today. And you know those days are coming, right? Because that's just what happens. Mm-hmm. Then are you going to listen to that feeling, or are you going to reconnect with your why and your purpose, and you're going to push through that? And so those are some of the strategies, I think the really great strategies that we talked about today, ladies. I jotted down a couple of them in terms of connecting with your why, recognizing that being consistent is not the same as perfection. You don't need to strive for perfection. Consistency doesn't mean every day, right? You just need some sort of a routine that you are going to have. Meditation to get yourself back grounded, managing that self-talk and pumping yourself up, visualizing yourself being consistent and visualizing those goals and objectives that you have. So we came up with a lot, reducing the noise. Marae said, you know, you got to reduce that background noise, get it on your schedule, you know, and every day to review your goals in the morning and at night. Roz jots down daily each, what she does is jot down in her journal every morning, or every morning, what she accomplished yesterday. I love that because it helps you feel like you're making progress.
Progress, yeah.
I love that because so many times we stop because we're like, I'm not getting it anywhere, right? If we don't see results quick enough, then we
especially if it's a big goal, you know, you have the feeling that you're stagnating.
Yes. Exactly. And we all want to feel like we're making progress. So any final comments, ladies, before we get ready to wrap up this segment?
Remember, you can ask for help and still be consistent. You don't have to try to do it all on your own.
I love that. That's right. I got to write that one down too. Ask for help.
So, and remember as well, is all about your mindset as well. I mean, it's how you are connected with, you know, what you want to accomplish, and how you are connected with other people, which come down to the, you know, asking for help.
For help.
To help you to grow and to accomplish your dream or your goals.
Yeah. Excellence, they say, is you are what you do repeatedly, right? Mm-hmm. Aristotle said you are what you do repeatedly. Excellence, therefore, is not an act, but a habit.
Right?
Excellence is not an act, but a habit. The question for all of you out there watching is, what area of your life, and if you are bold and willing to step out there, jot it down, put it out there. What area of your life would you like to become more consistent in? And then if there's any strategies that we've shared that you find to be helpful, let us know that too, because that's what this is all about. In fact, you may have some strategies that you use to be consistent out there. And so we want to know what those are too, because this is all about all of us sharing and learning and growing together. If you found something helpful in this video, we want to ask you to share it out with your friends, pay it forward, share the love. There might be one person out there in your network that could benefit from this conversation as well. And then we look forward to continuing our conversation with you. Look forward to more information on the Dream Life by Design Mastermind group that's going to be launching soon. And then for all of you out there, continue doing the little things and the big things necessary to create the amazing life that you want to live and that you want to love. So Roz and Mireille, thank you so much once again.
You're welcome. And I'm going to drink my water before going to bed.
Yes. Roz has her water on the go. Absolutely. This has been fun. So we will tune in. We will see you all again soon. And until next time, next week.
Bye. Have a great weekend. Bye.
Yes, you too. Bye, everybody. Great weekend.
Bye.
Bye.